T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time now to go behind enemy lines once again, brought to you by Acadian Windows, the official window company of the Who Dat Nation. We welcome in now TJ Reeves, Buccaneers Radio Network sideline reporter, and it's Saints, Bucks, and TJ, right now, Jameis Winston, 17 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. The narrative early in the season was it's a different Jameis Winston. How would you convince me that it's not the same old Jameis Winston?
Well, it just depends on which week. First of all, it's good to be with you, and Bobby will be the first one to tell you it is a week-to-week league, and Jameis has had some struggles, obviously, this season, but really played well in Seattle and played well for a lot of the Arizona win last week, save for a couple of passes he would love to have back. And one thing in particular, the start of games, guys. He has thrown early interceptions in games several times this year, threw one on the third play of the game last week. So you don't want to dig yourself a hole at the beginning of the game. But by and large, he had a lot of good throws last week, and the Bucs continue to put points on the board. So, yes, there are interceptions. He has had shaky play at times, but overall he's been good.
Now, TJ, is there a better duo of receivers than Chris Godwin and Michael Evans? Because I'm looking at, when you look at the NFL and the production, touchdowns and yardage, I'm looking at Mike Evans, 7 touchdowns, Chris Godwin, 6. And then we all know about Michael Thomas leading the NFL and his production as far as receiving yards. But then, when you look at where they're at, you got Mike Evans right behind him. I mean, is there a better top two receivers in the league when you look at it?
I think it's a great question, because those two guys coming into the week, this past week, were the only tandem with 1,600 combined yards in the NFL, piling up the numbers. And they both had right around 75, 80 yards last week. Neither one of them had the 100-yard game. Evans is about to become only the second receiver in the history of the NFL to have 1,000 yards in each of his first 6 seasons. You might have heard of the other guy. It's Randy Moss. He's going to join Randy Moss maybe this Sunday. 6 consecutive 100 or 1,000-yard seasons to start your career. So Evans is the number one guy to go to. Godwin has been great underneath, as tough a receiver as you're going to find, going across the middle, bouncing off tackles, excellent complimentary receiver. And they've got the big tight end, O.J. Howard. So throw three physical bodies, and O.J., again, at 6'5 and about 250, can bounce off of guys as well. Winston's got a lot of big targets, and he's taken advantage of them for a lot of this year, and let's see if that continues. And you mentioned Michael Thomas having all that success, obviously, throughout his career now over the last 2 or 3 years. In the first game of the Superdome, he dominated Vernon Hargraves, the Bucs' defensive back. And as you guys have probably covered, Vernon Hargraves released yesterday, the former number one pick by the Bucs. So it will be someone else trying to stop Michael Thomas in the Bucs' secondary for Sunday, because Hargraves is gone.
Well, what I'm concerned, though, like on the flip side, no Lattimore to guard Mike Evans.
And I'll tell you something, Bobby. He's been in Mike Evans' head the last couple of years, because remember the whole incident 2 years ago where Lattimore and Jameis Winston were on the sideline. Winston had been benched because he was hurt, and Evans came and blasted Lattimore from behind and got ejected and got suspended for another game after that. And then you look at the first meeting this year, and Lattimore locked him down in the game. So it's a good point. Without Lattimore in there, is it going to be a big day for Mike Evans in Tampa?
TJ, what led to the release of Hargraves? I know it wasn't just that game this year earlier against Mike Thomas. What was the culmination?
I think there's a couple of things in play. One of them is you've got a new coaching staff, a new defensive coordinator in Todd Bowles, and they were trying to mold Vernon is the type of player they wanted to play some bump and run. I don't know that he was as comfortable doing that. And the one thing that's going to get you run out, and Bobby will testify to this absolutely, is if you're not putting the effort out there, and that's on tape, and the coaching staff can see that, If you're not hustling, there was a play Sunday where they saw him not going after a receiver in his area, not chasing him, not trying to get him down. And that's why I believe that's where Todd Bowles in particular said, enough is enough. We're going to play the younger guys, the rookies, and at least get the effort out of them. And I think it's a message being sent to the rest of the team, too, that this is a former number one pick, but you're not safe here. If you're not going to do the things that you need to stick around and you're not going to hustle, you will not be here. And the message was sent loud and clear with that move.
Yeah, I think Todd Bowles, I think he wants to communicate with the players and obviously Bruce Arians. So to me, that was a red flag if he did not work out with those particular coaches, because I think they understand the concept and the game today. But could it be a case in point maybe that this got his attention? Obviously, he got humbled, that he can have success now. The Houston Texans picked him up. The reason why I bring it up, because I know Eli Apple has been outstanding for us. All of a sudden, not necessarily working out for the Giants, and they've drafted basically the same place, you know, in that first round. But do you think maybe he can have success with the Texans and a different environment might help him?
And you might be right. Change of scenery. But here's the real part of this. He's not a physical cover corner. He just hasn't been. He's going to have to be a slot guy that's playing on the inside, and you're not going to rely on him. He's not big enough. He's not physical enough. He can run, yes, but there were way too many times over the last couple of years where he's trailing guys. Michael Thomas ate him alive a couple of times last year as well. So you're not going to be able to survive in the league unless you can be one of two things. That's either physical on the line of scrimmage, or you can really run to break things up. And Vernon, for whatever reason, wasn't either one of those. We'll see if it changes in Houston with the change of scenery. But yeah, you're right. A change of scenery has done well for Eli Apple. Maybe it will for Hargraves in Houston.
Now, TG, I don't know if I've ever witnessed this. Looking at Tampa Bay's run defense, basically giving up 78 yards a game, number one in the NFL. And then they're dead last, giving up like 299. I mean, I could see middle of the pack, but have you ever witnessed that one?
No.
You're the best.
The quick answer
is
no. The quick answer is no. I mean, you know two things with this defense. No one has run on them. Nobody's going to run on them with Sue and Vita Vea, who's as big as a school building in the middle of the defense. Nobody's going to run on them. And they haven't stopped anybody. All year long in the pass game, they have not stopped anyone that they've played, even in the three victories. I mean, Kyler Murray lit them up for over 300 yards in big plays last week. So they have got to get at least some adequate pass coverage down the field, or it's going to be a long day. And I would not be surprised at all if Drew Brees tests them immediately in the first quarter of the game with a couple of deep shots, because everybody else has been doing that. And the Bucs better be up to the challenge. The pass rush has been okay. So it isn't completely, hey, you have no pass rush, and so therefore you can't cover all the time. They've had some decent pass rush. I mean, for God's sake, Shaq Barrett's leading the NFL in sacks. So you have
11
decent,
and a half, yep.
Yes, you have some decent pass rush, but, again, you have young first- and second-year DBs that are getting burned, and they've been burned consistently through all nine games this year, even in the win last week. So, yeah, it is wild that no one's been able to run and everybody's been able to throw on this secondary.
TJ Reeves, Buccaneers Radio Network, sideline reporter. Bottom line, at the end of the year, is Jameis Winston the quarterback for the Buccaneers next season?
That is a great question, and there are seven more auditions here, and it's an obvious point, but this is the point. If he is consistent and good and this team puts together three or four more wins down the stretch, he's back. If he's not good, if he's struggling and throwing interceptions and this team wins one or two more games at the end, that's 5 years and four of the five are losing seasons. I don't know how he gets a long-term deal. There's a lot of conversation here about would they put a franchise tag on him for one more year, but I'm not even sure that happens if he has a bad finish to 2019. So it starts with Sunday. You've got seven more auditions left. Let's see if we get good Jameis in the game against the Saints, and if we do, it bolsters his case to be back. Because you would be 4-6 with a win on Sunday with a chance to play some meaningful games down the stretch and maybe play your way into some dollars and into a bigger contract. So that's to be determined. I'm going to cop out on you, Christian, and say to be determined over these last 7 weeks.
Fair enough. What do the fans – okay, organizations feel one way. What do the fans feel about that very question?
I think it's split about 50-50. You got a lot of defenders that are saying it's not just him, that you've got great receivers that you can go to, and he's been able to find them a lot of the time. The run game has been very inconsistent in his entire career here. The defense, as you mentioned, has not been good for most of his career here. So you kind of got a divided camp on whether to keep him or not. And I think his play at the end of the season here will dictate it, and one way or the other. I mean, either he's going to be pretty good, they're going to win some games, and he'll be here, or he won't be very good, and he won't be here. So we'll see.
T.J. Reeves, Buccaneers Radio Network sideline reporter. Good stuff, man. Have a good call Sunday.
Always good to be with you. Bobby, keep
All right.
them in line,
All right.
brother. See you later.
All right, thanks, T.J.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.